fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday. It is Friday, the 14th day of April, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, I am still surprised that the Pledge of Allegiance is still legal in the state of California, Oregon, state of Massachusetts, the state of Washington, but it still is, believe it or not. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day is to review all your fire protection equipment. You're going to want a small fire extinguisher in the kitchen near the stove, one in each vehicle, and a generous amount of garden hose, preferably the heavy-duty contractor-type garden hose to put out fires around the house. Don't get the cheap garden hoses. You'll regret it, in case you don't know. That's your prepper tip of the day. We're hoping that Tom Berryhill will call in. Typically he does. When he does, we will talk about emergency survival communication. It looks like Anheuser-Busch shot themselves in the foot using a mentally ill man pretending to be a girl to promote Bud Light. Cost them their stock went down $3 billion, that's $3 billion with a B, dollars in value as a consequence. I saw a brief summary last night on Tucker talking to a gentleman who was very instrumental in beginning all this about 10 years ago, when he was advocating at corporate America, the Fortune 1000 companies, Fortune 500 companies, get behind homosexual men getting married, lesbian women getting married, which they did in large numbers. And according to him, and it makes sense, the mentally ill men and women who were attracted to the same sex, they felt emboldened, they felt empowered to move forward with other parts of their overall agenda. Of course, all this is part of the International Communist Conspiracy to destroy our country. There was sworn testimony in Congress in 1963 laying out the 45 ways that the communists intend to destroy the United States, this being one of them. We shouldn't be so surprised. So that was, what, 60 years ago. 60 years ago this year, that sworn testimony was in front of Congress. So we had our warning. We had our heads up of what was coming. And what did we do? Well, we did what was important. We watched professional sports. We watched Dancing with the Stars. We went on nice vacations, took care of our families, went to church, and ignored what was going on around us. Well, the time for ignoring is past. It never should have happened, but that's the way it was. My parents were like that. I know they didn't pay attention to those things. Now, my mother, I recall when I was in junior high school, the pastor at the local Baptist church had an audio recording. I believe it was a woman who escaped communist Europe. I don't recall which country. That would have been 1961 or 62, somewhere along there. And we sat in this room and listened to this woman talk about how horrendous it was to live under communism. It made a strong impression on me as a boy. I'm glad she took me to do that. But overall, most Americans, most of the time, were busy with other things. Now, here we are in 2023, and we're dealing with the consequences. Men and women under the age of 50 are, I would say more than half of them are either illiterate or semi-literate, according to the, it's not a matter of what John Moore thinks or believes. And about 20% of Americans are, in fact, illiterate. Another 30 to 31% or so are semi-literate, which, from my observation, just observing my own family, my daughter and my son-in-law, yes, they can read. They can, in fact, read. So that means they're literate. However, there's no, I've been to my daughter's home many times. There's no bookshelves in the home. If there are bookshelves, they're used for decoration to have trinkets on, as opposed to books. My daughter's a great young lady. Her husband's a fantastic father, a loving husband, a great provider, everything you would want in a husband and a father. My daughter's everything you'd want in a mother, and she's just a great young lady. But they're both, in my opinion, semi-literate, because they don't own or read books, either one, which is the norm, quite frankly. It has become the norm, unfortunately. And I have to include my parents in the same category. Yes, they were literate. I recall our family home had books, but I don't recall my parents ever taking a book off the shelf to read it, except when I was a boy, my mother would read. She probably read in Reader's Digest that it would be good to read to your children, so she did. She read things I wasn't interested in, but I was a good son, and I listened to her read to me. I was reading pretty much on my own by then anyway. Now, my parents did subscribe to both of the St. Louis newspapers that were published at the time, the two daily newspapers, the Globe Democrat and the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. The Globe Democrat was the morning newspaper, which is out of business, and the Post-Dispatch was the afternoon newspaper. So they did read the paper, and they watched the TV news, but that was the extent of their self-awareness of what was going on in the world, which is probably more than many Americans who did not read the newspaper. Newspapers are dying out, by the way. I just got our local Steelville newspaper yesterday. It's published on Wednesday. I get it in the mail on Thursdays. Section A was 4 pages. They're losing readership, which translates into losing advertisers, unfortunately. The subscriptions are not what pays the bills. It's the advertising that pays the bills. on for newspapers, magazines, radio, TV. It's advertising that pays the bills, not subscriptions. Let's take a magazine, for example. I've been subscribing to magazines for more than 60 years. I started subscribing to magazines when I was in junior high school. And I would read them cover to cover and not read what I was supposed to read by my homework assignments. That was just the way I was. But I've watched these publications over the decades get smaller and thinner to save money. And that's unfortunate, but that's the way things are going. But with a magazine, the subscription cost will cover the postage, the printing, the paper, and not much else. They're not making any money from the subscriptions. They make their money from advertising. And some publications are doing better than others. That's just the nature of the beast. Let's get back to the issue of the prepper tip of the day a little bit here. Yesterday, my cleaning girl was here. I had her start a couple of brush fires. We had fire breaks around both brush fires. One of the fires jumped over the fire break, and it took the two of us about 15 or 20 minutes to get under control with rakes and a leaf blower and a garden hose. Not that burning the forest is a bad thing. It's actually very nice to burn the forest. The forest is actually healthier for it. But we're pretty close to the property line. I didn't want that fire to get to my neighbor's property. That would have been humiliating. So we put it out, and now we know what precautions to take in the future, which will be to not only have a fire break, but to thoroughly wet down the fire break also and have the garden hose standing by in case it should jump the fire break that we create. Another aspect for those who don't know is you don't do these kind of brush fires or leaf fires when it's a windy day. That's just asking for trouble. So don't do that. We've been setting fires here for better part of 2 years with no incidents, but it was a heads up and a learning experience and no harm done. I was looking at the garden hoses at Lowe's, and they have some very nice ones. They're a bit pricey, but they're cheap garden hoses. You'll end up regretting cheap garden hoses. If you get the cheap nozzles, you regret that also. Get a high-quality nozzle that will perform for years and years. And take care of those hoses. Make sure that they're, when it comes to time to put them away in the wintertime, that they're drained properly. Or if you don't drain properly, keep them in a climate-controlled environment, because the freezing water can damage these hoses, of course. Call number is 512-248-8252. I just recalled Tom Berryhill is on special assignment, so he may not be with us this morning. We do talk about ham radio. I was noticing in the local newspaper that the ham radio club at the University of Missouri at Rolla is celebrating 100 years. They started in 2023, so they actually missed it by a year. I know I'll get some calls, but if the first year was 1923, you would add 99 to get to 100, wouldn't you? Of course you would. So year number 100 was 2022. Year 2023 is 101 years. But I see that all the time. One of my favorite pistols in 1911 is celebrating 100 years in 2010, not 2011. So. And like I say, it's pretty ubiquitous, is this lack of basic mathematic knowledge, it seems like, nationwide. Even our the bicentennial in the United States was not 1976, it was 1975. So you go from 1776 to 1975, that's 200 years. And that's the way it is. Springtime's here. Most of us, the majority of us, are somewhat sedentary in the winter, more so than in the summer, in the warm weather. don't overdo it. Don't, you need to build that work up to doing manual labor if you've been sedentary all winter. Work up your sun exposure. The ultraviolet level, by the way, let's talk about ultraviolet for a while. That would be helpful for those who don't know. The ultraviolet index, and it originally went from 1 to 10, and something happened. The amount of radiation, ultraviolet radiation, increased. Now it goes from 1 to 15 because of the increase in ultraviolet. People notice, and of course it's very true, they go out into direct sunshine with bare skin. There's a burning sensation within minutes. And I have to apologize to the entire country in Mexico. I used to make fun of Mexicans who would go out in the hot summer sun, all covered up with light cotton clothing, covering up everything, and a big sombrero. Well, they were the smart ones. So I hope everybody in Mexico accepts my apology. Light-colored, long-sleeve cotton shirts, wide-brim straw hats. If I'm doing manual labor, I wear gloves because I don't want to damage my hands. Lighter cotton, loose-fitting cotton trousers. Now, if you want to go an extra step, there is special ultraviolet-resistant clothing available. I sell it on Amazon. You can probably find it other places. Amazon's a handy place to see what's out there. Lightweight shirts and trousers for men and women that are specifically meant to protect you from the ultraviolet exposure. The EPA has an ultraviolet index that you can check your zip code wherever you are and find out the ultraviolet index for the day that you might be interested in, the day of the activity, I should say. So right now, on Friday the 14th of April, I can look up the ultraviolet index in my area. And it tells you when it's safe, when it's dangerous, and when it's really dangerous. Skin cancer is nothing to laugh at. I've known one of the cattle ranchers. You can't tell this guy. He's a very hard-headed guy. Great guy, by the way. He's very hard-headed, and he's always working outside with his skin exposed, and he routinely has skin cancer cut off his arms, his neck, and his face. It's just for him an annual event. It happens so frequently. You can't tell him otherwise. Nope, he's hard-headed. Can't tell him otherwise. So another friend of mine, he had skin cancer. It was on the right side of his, right on his temple. It was an open, oozing sore for about the size of a silver dollar that he took care of with homeopathic methods and healed it up. Now, he was one of those guys, before he had the skin cancer, that would work with a baseball hat. You might as well wear nothing. It keeps the sun out of your eyes. That's about it. And short sleeves. Now he does what I suggest. He wears a wide-brim straw hat. He wears long sleeves, a light-colored cotton shirt. Now, I have probably 25 dress shirts. I don't wear so much anymore because I'm not working in a professional environment anymore, in a law office. But when those things get worn out, they become work shirts. They're 100% cotton. They're white or light blue. And they're perfect to protect my arms and my neck from the sun. So that's what I do. A loose-fitting cotton shirt, light-colored, and a wide-brimmed straw hat. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. The Liberated Rocket Heater is on sale until midnight, the 29th of this month. You got about 2 weeks. You want to get ready for next winter? Be warm and cozy and save money. This is the way to do it. That's what I did. I doubt very many of you can heat your home for $160 a month. That's what I did this past winter. I used the pellets. I could have used firewood. I used the pellets for convenience sake. And that's what it cost me. So check out the Liberated Rocket Heater at the LibertyMan.com. They're in stock, ready for immediate shipment, by the way. Okay. I signed up to compete June 10th in the Missouri senior games. They call it the Missouri senior games. I was going to compete in the St. Louis senior Olympics until I found out that they're allowing men to compete in the women's events. So I'm not going to contribute my money to men and women who are mentally ill to support their efforts. I'll go to Columbia, Missouri on June 10th. I'll run the 100 meter dash there and the running long jump. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. They don't know which track yet. I hope it's the University of Missouri track where I ran the state outdoor track meet in June of 1966. I was the the 17th fastest young man to run the 100-yard dash and the second fastest Caucasian that year. It was a great time. Ivory Crockett was the national news that year. I think he ran 0.3 seconds faster than myself. It's a sport where 0.1 seconds mean a lot. You know, we didn't have the ability to time in 0.1 seconds back then, but at the time it was 0.1 seconds, and a 0.1 second or 2 or 3 tenths of a second made all the difference in the world. My granddaughter is in track. She does a running long jump. Good for her. My oldest grandson, of course, he was a track man and competed in both field events and running events too, which is highly unusual for a young man to be both a sprinter and a shot put and do the shot put in the discus. But he was and still is quite the athlete. Anyway, I train every morning. I'll be talking. Dr. Huff will be with us the second hour. We'll get into more details about training, not only for myself, but for all of you. It will be an interesting conversation as to how to improve all the different things that need to be improved to compete successfully in whatever sport it is you choose to compete in. I know for myself, competition, training for competition gets me to do things I would never do otherwise in terms of workouts. It's very motivating for me. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'll describe my workout in greater detail with Dr. Huff. And I know he's going to want me to push harder than what I'm doing, and I'll agree to do that. It's finding the time is an issue, but it needs to happen. I've got basically not quite 8 weeks to get ready. So I'll be working on that so I can compete and not hurt myself. That's my goal. And last night on Tucker, it turns out the information released by this 21-year-old airman, this classified information, revealed that American troops are fighting Russian troops in Ukraine. I was kind of suspecting that may be the case, but the classified information released by this young man, who will pay a heavy, heavy penalty for this, he will be locked up for years for what he did, on one hand. On the other, the American public and the U.S. Congress should know that we're at war, face-to-face, mano-a-mano, as they say, with Russia. That's not a good thing. It's not a good thing at all. The consequences of this, well, it's obvious to me, and I'm sure the majority of you, what the consequences could be. It could lead to a major war easily. I know that it's easy for an enemy to justify doing things they would never do in peacetime. What's taking place with the Russian high command, I don't know. I can guess what they're doing, as most of you can guess and speculate, but that's, at the end of the day, it's still just guessing and speculation, isn't it? I'll be talking to Jeff Nyquist about this privately between now and Tuesday. This is a game changer. It truly is a game changer. Here's our break. Call numbers 512-248-8252.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday, the 14th day of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm not a computer geek. I barely understand how these things work. I was told that my website has 9 gigabytes information. I don't know what that means. I've been told it's really big, and I accept that as being truthful. I don't have a clue. So there's a lot there. Let's look at, as you scroll down, it's set up in panels of three across. Of course, at the top, we have the John Moore Ozark Symposium. My guest that week will be my live studio audience at the beautiful Wildwood Springs Lodge, celebrating 101 years. They're calling it 100 years, but they're, I talked to the owner. He says, John, most people don't understand math, but it's a beautiful time capsule of the way things used to be. The chef prepares an excellent breakfast and dinner for us every day. If you want to make your reservation, just call Betsy Murphy at 636-530-9502. You want to have a beautiful log home for a vacation home or a full-time residence. I'm working with an outfit about a 45-minute drive away down Licking, Missouri. They build custom log cabin kits for your contractor to build your beautiful log home. It could be a one-room Davy Crockett log cabin or a 6,000-square-foot log mansion, such as featured in Yellowstone. I'm not sure. You could probably get the blueprints for that mansion, by the way. It's a beautiful mansion that's in the TV series Yellowstone, or anything in between. You know, 1,000 square feet, 2,000 square feet, whatever you want. That can be, the log kit can be fabricated for you and delivered to your job site. Harvest-Rite, my wife and I, we don't have our own Harvest-Rite freeze-dried equipment yet. We're going to be reviewing what we need. We're going to have a co-op with some of the neighbors to help our neighbors get freeze-dried food as well as ourselves. So, once we're set up, that freeze-dried equipment will be running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to keep up with demand from our own needs and for the community needs, people in our church and so forth. So think about that. You get your own Harvest-Rite. You can do a crop sharing arrangement with friends, neighbors, people to go to church with, where in exchange for a percentage of the processed food, you do the work for them, and you provide the Mylar bags, the oxygen absorbers, and so forth. And it's a win-win situation for everybody. And right now, the Harvest-Rite is on sale, so this is an opportunity to save a little money and get that freeze-dried equipment and get it set up. This is the time to do it because that harvest is going to be coming in soon. This is the time to get your Harvest-Rite and be all ready to go. To help you and your neighbors and friends and relatives. We'll talk about the Liberator rocket heaters later. Energy cleaners are back in stock, ready for immediate shipment. It was a great sale. Everything sold out. And other things that you'll find, you won't find anywhere else on the internet. My friend Steve O'Neill has written quite a few articles. They're all worth reading, going back to February of 2022. Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist. There's a lot there. It just goes on and on and on. We talked briefly not so long ago about the dangers of sodium fluoride being consumed, being in the drinking water, being in toothpaste, and so forth. There's a letter written by Dr. Hardy Limebeck. He was previously the president of the Canadian Dental Association, very excellent credentials. He wrote a letter apologizing to the entire country of Canada. How humiliating. Apologizing for his previous advocation of sodium fluoride being used in and on human beings. The letter is backed up by about 20 peer-reviewed articles documenting the same thing. Sodium fluoride used to be sold in a pure form in cans for people at the local hardware store to kill rats with. That hasn't been done for decades. It's too dangerous. It's way too dangerous for people to get their hands on and release it into the environment. Sodium fluoride is one of the most dangerous substances known to mankind. Incredibly poisonous. And people put it in their mouth. They drink it. Right next to that, it's about 1,000-page free download. Excellent book. It's a reference book. It's not the kind of book you sit down and read cover to cover, although you could do so, obviously. Here's the title. The title is Matrix 3, Volume 1. The subtitle, The Psychosocial, Chemical, Biological, and Electromagnetic Manipulation of Human Consciousness, 918 pages. I have an original copy that was gifted to me back in 1995. And if you want your own copy, I would forward it by email, the PDF, to your local Home Depot, not Home Depot, Home office supply store, and have them print it out for you on three-hole punch paper. You may want to get one really big binder, or maybe two smaller three-hole punch binders, three-ring binder to put it in. You've got yourself an excellent, excellent reference book. The reason the book is so big, instead of having footnotes giving you references to original newspaper, magazine, and books where the sources are, they reprint the original source. That's why the book is so massive, 918 pages. Yes, it's got some age on it. It's about 25 years old. Information there has stood the test of time by being so accurate. And I think if you want to understand what's going on with our world, this will help you do that. All right. I got a note from Dr. Huff. He will be joining us at the top of the hour break and get updates from Dr. Huff on what's going on, focusing on health and nutrition, of course. I mentioned I was visited a friend briefly yesterday, and he commented on what good physical condition I'm in. I said, yeah, well, I work at it. It doesn't just happen on its own. I do work at it. I owe my physical condition to largely to my wife, Dr. Moore, who I was married to and was with for from 1979 until she passed away in 2019. And Dr. Moore was a chiropractor, and she really understood health and nutrition and all the things that go into being a healthy human being. And her advice and her counsel is largely responsible for my excellent health that I enjoy, and I will forever be in her debt as a consequence of that. But you don't need to be married to a doctor to learn what you need to learn about health and nutrition. It's these things, these concepts are simple and easy to learn. I think it's be helpful for everybody to have a chiropractor who specializes in nutrition. Medical doctors get 3 credit hours of nutrition when they're in medical school. Chiropractors get 12 credit hours, sometimes more. And most chiropractors will continue to study nutrition on their own after they graduate. Nutrition is where it's at. And if you have a good understanding of nutrition and then follow and do what you learn, as opposed to just putting the book back on the shelf, that will help you a lot. A chiropractor who specializes in nutrition can customize a nutrition plan for your specific needs. It's good to learn as much as you can on your own, on one hand. On the other, a chiropractor who has the diagnostics necessary can learn what your specific needs are. Now, people like to take supplements. I take them as recommended by my chiropractor. Attempting to figure out on your own what supplements you need is not the wisest thing. You may, in fact, figure out what you need on one hand. On the other, will you figure out how much you need and when to take it? That's going to be very difficult for an individual to do that. Now, I know people who attempt kinesiology on themselves, and they may have some success doing it. I don't know. It's probably not the wisest thing either, is to use kinesiology on yourself. But I know people will do that, and maybe they do have some success. I wish them well. I know kinesiology. I understand it. I know how it works. I know why it works. But I'm not going to use it on myself. I don't think it's the wisest thing to do, and that's just my opinion. But maybe I'll talk to Dr. Huff about that. I'm sure he'll have an opinion about that one way or the other, about the how wise it would be to practice kinesiology on yourself. Kinesiology is also referred to as muscle testing, by the way. It's a way to tap into what's called universal intelligence. Another free download at my website is an article I wrote. It's been quite a few years ago. I think I was published, the last edition update was 2006, I believe. No Need for Panic. It's the first thing I ever sold on my website. It's now a free download. I think it's about 19 pages with footnotes, a lot of footnotes. That term comes from a high-level GSA employee, federal employee, who made that statement to a friend of mine. No need for panic. Another high-level GSA person said he was too old to learn how to live all over again, and that's what's coming, is having to learn how to live all over again. Now, we're not going back to the Davy Crockett days. We have things that Davy Crockett never dreamed of. But the odds of us going back to where we were responsible for things we take for granted, such as a warm shelter in the wintertime where we heat it with our own means and devices, probably firewood, growing our own food, having a proprietary source of water, being responsible for be our own police, our own fire protection, our own paramedics, because these services will either be hard to get or impossible to get. And we live like that a lot in the country already. Not completely, obviously, but more so than folks in the city. Most of us out here in the country, we have a proprietary source of water, typically a well, sometimes a spring. Many of us have backup electricity, at least for a day or two or a week. Many of us have a garden. Hunting and fishing are still widely practiced in the Ozarks, as is gardening, as I said a moment ago. It's a whole different culture out here. And we have volunteer firemen. They've received specialized training. They have all the professional firefighting equipment, and they respond to fires very quickly and put them out very quickly. I've seen this happen a number of times. It's amazing how quickly the volunteer fire department can respond and get on location to be saving lives and protecting property. Same thing with law enforcement. Sometimes it's surprising to me how quickly they can respond to these remote areas. But I know for myself, I have a monitored alarm system. If my alarm goes off, I have neighbors nearby who are armed and will provide an armed response in minutes, literally in minutes. Even most recently, we had a very violent thunderstorm and flooding. My alarm went off, and my friend responded with an armed response through the heavy storm and flooding to get here and check out everything. That's what we do in the country. We take care of each other. And I moved out here in 2001, and it was a culture shock, but a good culture shock to become part of this community, to understand this community, work with this community, to help our community be a better place, a safer place, and a fun place, all those things. We've had, I don't know how many people, listeners to my show, relocate to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks as a consequence of listening to my show. I was shocked last summer. My wife and I were in Indianapolis, and I got to meet G. Edward Griffin face-to-face. I've known him for a number of years. He's been on the show previously. And I met Ed Griffin's son, who told me, he says, John, I moved to the Ozarks because of your radio show and what you were talking about there. And I was very gratified to learn that and find that out. And he's one of, I don't know how many. Is it dozens? Is it hundreds? I simply don't know. Because Ed Griffin's son didn't tell me he was moving here. And I'm sure the majority of people moving to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks have not told me, based on what I knew and have found out. That's okay. They don't need to tell me. The main thing is they made a very important decision, a life-changing decision, an expensive decision, a burdensome decision. Relocating 10 miles is not easy. Relocating 1,000 miles is even more difficult, or 2,000 miles, as the case may be. The farthest point you can be from where I am in the lower 48, I believe, is my daughter's home up in metro Seattle area, and it's about 2,100 miles. It's a chunk of distance to be moving, but people do it. Once they do their homework, they figure out what's going on, and they reach their own conclusion based on their own independent research, not on what John Moore says. I just get them the information they need to move forward and read and comprehend and understand what they need to find out to make their own independent decision, independent of what John Moore says. I would not advocate anybody make such a major decision based only on what I say on the radio show. Hardly. And going back to my article, No Need for Panic, those references are there, those footnotes are there for a reason, so you do your own homework. Here's our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Audio clip is from the film We Were Soldiers, a film about the Battle of I Drang in Vietnam in 1968, I believe it was. The two words no soldier ever wants to hear are the following two words: fix bayonets. I have another audio clip from the film Gettysburg, where Colonel Chamberlain orders his men to fix bayonets also. When I was hired as a homicide detective in August of 1973, I was issued by the state a nice walnut nameplate for my desk with a little brass nameplate on it, walnut and brass. On the back side of it, where nobody could see it, I had a little saying that I taped on there so I could remind myself where I was and what was going on. And let's see if I got that handy here. I did have it on top of my... No, it's not where I can see it right this moment. But here it is. Let's see if I can dig this out real quick so I don't misspoke myself. Okay, here it is, right where I put it. We've got plenty to eat, and nobody is shooting at us. It's pretty faded. It's been there for half a century. And I had two other things written on there that I'd forgotten about those. Let's see. Here's a quote from a author of a book. It says, those who are unaware of being unaware. I believe the title of the book, if I get it correct, Money, the World's Greatest Hoax, I believe is the title of the book, a St. Louis author who explained the true nature of money. And that's true also, of course. Those who are unaware of being unaware, which is a very true statement. I find that to be pretty true pretty much all the time. And that's the world we live in. So I have my own standards for, what is a crisis and what isn't. Typically, people who have known me for years and years have seen me in what other people what would be considered a crisis, that I keep my head. I don't get to the point where I can't function. That's simply me in a crisis. Something else, I have a different attitude about being hungry, and we're about to wrap this up here. For me, for John Moore, being hungry is two things. First of all, it's being hungry, not having food. Second of all, is having angry armed men who want to kill me between myself and where the food is. I've been there. Most Americans have never experienced that. I hope they never do. But that's for me. That's what being hungry means. I have no food, and there's angry men that want to kill me between where I am and where the food is. Here's our break. Dr. Huff will be with us. Stand by.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.